Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Clayton Morris, and this is the show where we focus on buy and hold real estate for the purposes of creating cash flow. We're not flipping properties here. We're focused solely on creating that legacy wealth and creating cash flow every month. And that really is the most important thing that we do with our rental properties is produce cash flow, having tenants in those properties to produce that cash flow. If the house is vacant, then we don't have cash coming in. So that is the episode we are going to focus on today. That is the topic of today's podcast. We're going to talk about the top five cities that have the highest vacancy rate in the country. Now, this can be a big problem if you're looking to get your property rented, especially if a number of different economic factors play into that vacancy rate. Jobs, crime, overbuilding, taxes. There can be a lot of different factors. For instance, the city of Reading, Pennsylvania. I have a rental property there. And fortunately, because I lowered my rent to a point that could make it sufficient for rental, I don't have that problem, but the taxes are very high. So a lot of people get priced out of that neighborhood because of the taxes, and it drove people into the suburbs. That's a perfect example of an area that can be affected by one economic indicator, and that being a higher tax rate. So on today's episode, we're going to dive into the five cities with the highest tax rates. I'm sorry, with the highest vacancy rates in the country. Now, I should say that according to WalletHub.com, that's where we find these cities, and I should say that the national average for vacancy rate is about 7.5%. So the areas that I like to invest in are below the national average for vacancy rates. Now, I did a whole episode on vacancy, what exactly a vacancy rate is and, you know, what the numbers mean, so I'm not going to belabor that today. I'm just going to talk about the cities with the highest vacancy rates. But in broad strokes, a vacancy rate is simply the number of available units given a geographic or, apartment building. So if we have a geographic area or we have an apartment building. So let's say we have an apartment building with 100 units and 10 of those units are vacant. Well, then that gives us a 10% vacancy rate and about a 90% occupancy rate. Pretty simple, right? Well, the same thing applies for a city or a town where you have the number of available rental units in that particular town. And, you know, what is the demand? What does it look like? Are they all open and available? There's a couple of key ways you can find this out, too. Have you ever seen, I'm sure you have, where you've driven through a town and you've seen signs out for move-in special? This is a key thing to ask your property management company that you're working with. You know, if you're working with a property management company in different parts of the country in some of these cities that I'm about to tell you about, you know, ask them these questions. Do you offer like move-in specials or things like that where they're going to give you 2 months of rent for free just to move in? I remember when I lived in Dayton, Ohio, they were doing all these move-in specials to get you to move in. So they overbuilt apartments, and then they were offering you 2 months of rent for free to live there. And some other incentive too. I don't know, like free cable or God knows what else. But that's a clear sign if they need to offer those incentives that the vacancy rate is higher and they're frankly having a harder time renting the property out to people. So that's one sign you can definitely look for and something you can ask your property management team. I mean, for my property management teams, they don't offer those at all. I mean, there's nothing like that. You move in quickly and we're able to get it rented very, very quickly. So there is a high demand for rental properties in the areas where I buy my properties. Okay, let's dive into it. Number five on the list. Number five on the list is Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So Winston-Salem, North Carolina, number fifth on the list, one of the highest vacancy rates in the country, known as the Twin Cities, also known as the Camel City because of tobacco, right? This was a big producer of tobacco back in the day, but like I said, back in the day. So not as many jobs in the tobacco industry because, frankly, not as many people are smoking anymore. They're kind of aware that, you know, there's kind of problems with smoking. Well, that's a lot of people thought that Winston-Salem was going to have a similar economy to that of Raleigh or the Triangle in parts of North Carolina. And that hasn't been the case. They have suffered from this lack of jobs, and they have not had the demand for rental properties that we would see in other parts of the state. So Winston-Salem, still a beautiful area, but they, you know, the jobs certainly have left when a lot of people not working in the tobacco industry, and they really have struggled to, you know, lower that vacancy rate compared to the national average. All right, number four on the list for the highest vacancy rates in the country. Number four on the list is Mobile, Alabama. A beautiful area, and one of the things you'll notice with these cities is, you know, they are quite beautiful, and they can be quite beautiful, but the problem is that they don't offer the economic incentives for companies to come there and to, you know, be profitable. And that's the problem with Mobile, and that's the problem with Alabama in general. So Mobile Bay is a beautiful area, right? It's one of the great port city. But they have not been able to capitalize like Florida and Georgia have on economic growth. And so the taxes are higher. And Alabama ranks 23rd right now for states for economic growth. And when you compare that to, I think, number three on the list is Florida. Why? Because you have tax incentives. You have great tax incentives for businesses to come there, you know, plant their stake in the ground, so to speak, and start to employ people. You've just had higher crime in Mobile. You've had higher taxes, and you haven't had as many jobs as you would like to see in other states. So all of those things coming together, you just don't have the demand for rental property. And therefore, it's going to be harder for you to rent a property out if you own something in Mobile, Alabama. So again, number four on the list is Mobile, Alabama. And we're going to come back with the top three cities that have the highest vacancy rates in this country that you're going to want to avoid. We'll come back with that in just a moment. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Today's podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. I love HelloFresh. We're all so stinking busy, right? That's why we got into real estate investing in the first place, so we could create passive income. And now HelloFresh kind of fills that void for the nighttime meal. It's fantastic. Whether you're a busy professional, a couple, a large family that runs at a breakneck pace, or someone who simply just wants to start cooking more, I actually really enjoy when the HelloFresh box arrives at the house. It makes it easier, it's tastier, it's healthier, and you can enjoy the experience of cooking these new recipes. So last week, our box of HelloFresh meals showed up at the house. You pre-select which ones you want, and you can pick different plans according to your family's size, right? So you could do something that serves just two or something that serves four people. So my wife was super busy. She had to go out and run some errands. She had the kids out at swim class. And I said, great, we've got the HelloFresh meals. I'm going to make the chili. I'm going to make the chili, the poblano chili tonight. And it took me like 20 minutes. I just had to chop up the chilies. I had to chop up some of the scallions, and I browned some of the meat. And I made a delicious pot of chili. And the kids came home, my 6-year-old and my 4-year-old and my wife. And they're like, wow, daddy, good job. I was like, thank you, HelloFresh. I did it. So it's a meal kit delivery service, and it makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. So each week, HelloFresh creates new recipes with step-by-step instructions, so you're not standing there out in the cold. They've got great pictures, too. So they've got come like a nice cardboard recipe book that comes with it, and you'll see the recipes that are in your box. It has nice pictures. It has step-by-step instructions. It takes around 30 minutes for everyone who's like new to cooking to experts to be done. Really, it's like 30 minutes. It's all it takes. And all fresh ingredients, they're exact quantities. So you rip open the little package of cumin or oregano. It's the exact amount that you need. You don't have to measure anything. And there's no waste, too. You're not throwing extra food out. They also have a full-time registered dietitian on staff who reviews each recipe to make sure that it's nutritionally balanced. It's all delivered right to your doorstep in an insulated box for free. It's fantastic. Really is. I could not be more impressed with the freshness of the ingredients, how tasty the food is. We made a pork tenderloin. I made a poblano chili. I made a chicken stir fry. All fantastic stuff.
So how about this? Why don't you get $35 off? How does that sound? $35 off your first week of deliveries if you use the coupon code when you check out. So go to HelloFresh and use the coupon code IIRE. What does that stand for? Investing in real estate, IIRE. Use that coupon code. That's the name of this podcast, everyone. So go to HelloFresh.com, enter the coupon code IIRE, and test them out for a week. You're going to love them. We are now subscribers, my wife and I, and actually she kind of conned me into it. He's like, great, now you can cook at night. I said, yes, I can. So thanks, HelloFresh. We ordered the one where we're getting a showing up a couple times a week. So check them out. HelloFresh.com. Use that coupon code IIRE to save yourself $35. Thanks, HelloFresh. All right, we are back. So the top three cities with the highest vacancy rates in the country. Number three on the list is Jackson, Mississippi. Now, some interesting things happening in Jackson, Mississippi. I've actually owned property in Jackson, Mississippi. I've invested there, but I won't any longer, or I won't for a long time. That's for sure, because of a number of factors in Jackson, Mississippi that are sort of out of my control. Number one is crime. So yes, you can get a cheap property, but you're going to have higher crime and you're looking at really D and F neighborhoods. You know, I like to buy in C neighborhoods. So you have higher crime. You have properties that are sort of sat next to a lot of boarded up properties. And therefore, you know, there's not really an incentive for that person to want to come in and rent from you if all of the neighbors are all boarded up and they're sort of like drug dens where people are hanging out and shooting up heroin. It's probably not a good area to rent, I would think. But there's a lot of economic problems too in Jackson. Again, you have that same Mississippi is 40th on the list. You know, we just talked about Alabama being 23rd on that list for economic growth and development. Mississippi is 40th. They're really struggling to bring in jobs, bring in companies. But there is a bright spot. So Continental Tire, the Continental Tire Company, just broke ground in Jackson County, in Jackson, Mississippi, in order to start manufacturing tires there. So that could be a little bit of a bright spot, maybe bringing in about 2,500 jobs. That's great. Again, I like areas where you're not relying on one employer to fuel your economy. That's why the places I rent or own rental properties have multiple big job employers, hospitals and convention centers and other things like that. Here you're really relying on just a few employers. And so that's a problem. So you have high crime in Jackson, Mississippi. You have low jobs. It's a perfect storm. You know, low jobs, high taxes also. So businesses really don't want to come there and do business. But again, Continental Tire coming into that area. So we could see maybe a little bit of a swing in Jackson, Mississippi. Again, third on the list for the highest vacancy rate in the country. All right, number two on the list. I have family in the state of Arkansas, so I'm a little sad about Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes, that's true. Little Rock, Arkansas has one of the highest vacancy rates in the country. And the capital city, no less. Why? Well, they overbuilt. Little Rock overbuilt. They have a lack of job growth. And that, again, sets about creating a high vacancy rate. So Little Rock, Arkansas, number two on the list of areas that I would look to avoid if I was going to buy a rental property. You're going to have a hard time renting it out. All right, you ready for number one? This is a bad one. This is really shocking because, again, if we have that national average for vacancy rate around 7, this one at the number one on this list, again, on WalletHub.com, this is according to their most recent rankings for best and worst rental markets. Memphis, Tennessee sits at number one on the list with the highest vacancy rate in the country. In fact, it's tied with Little Rock and it's tied with Jackson, Mississippi, in that top three spot. But Memphis, Tennessee, double-digit vacancy rate, well above the national average, and a number of key problems with Memphis, Tennessee. The FBI,
just came out with their crime statistics about 2-3 weeks ago, and the FBI has Memphis as one of the highest crime rate rental markets in the country. I think it's number 2 on the list behind Detroit with the highest crime. And we'll do a whole episode on crime rates a little bit later. But just for now, know that having high crime does not, you know, when you can look at a whole bunch of reasons why there's high crime, there's no jobs. And really, Memphis was hit very hard in the recession. And you know, when you have only one employer in the town or one or two big employers that employ people and they leave, well, that's a big problem. You don't have jobs. No jobs leads to high crime. And it's a bad scenario. Other companies don't want to come there and do business. So Memphis, Tennessee, very high crime, also no jobs and a really high vacancy rate. It's really like the perfect storm. You know, I have investor friends who've considered purchasing in Memphis, and I know people that actually do own properties in Memphis. They talk about the crime problem there. You'll drive through some of these cities, you drive through Memphis in certain parts, and you'll see, you know, a lot of boarded up stuff. You'll see people just hanging out all day, not at work, just hanging out in the middle of the street. So that's an area that I would look to avoid if I were investing in real estate. But it's up to you. You know, totally up to you. If you like those areas, again, if you're comfortable with it, you know, to each their own. But personally, if I'm looking to create cash flow with my rental properties, I'm going to want to be in areas where the vacancy rate is very low. So I like renting in places where it's 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%. You know, again, the national average being about 7.5%. So I like to be below that. Just makes sense, right? There's more demand, more jobs, multiple employers in a town. All of those things contribute to a low vacancy rate. There you go. That's a look at vacancy rates in the 5 cities that have the highest vacancy rates for rental markets in this country. So again, we saw Jackson, Mississippi bringing in that tire plant. Maybe we'll see some shifts again over the next few years in some of these other markets. But it takes a long time for those things to shift. Thanks so much, everyone, for downloading and subscribing to the podcast. If you are ready to take action and pick up and buy your first rental property and you want it totally done for you, like you don't have to worry about anything and, you know, we take care of everything kind of a way, that's what we do at my company at Morris Invest. We do everything. So we'll rehab the property. We work with great property management teams to get it fully rented. And all you have to do is sit back and collect rent checks. Our goal is a very high return on investment, very high ROI. So we try to shoot for a minimum 10 to 12% net cash on cash return. And with a gross cash on cash, a gross ROI over 20%, but net between 10 and 12%. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, great. Then come over to our website, morrisinvest.com, and book a call with us. We'd love to talk with you. If you're not interested in it, hey, no worries. Great. Go out there. Take action. Do it yourself. Become a real estate investor. I don't care how you do it. I just believe that rental real estate is the number one way to create wealth in this country and to produce that financial freedom that we're all looking for. So go out there. Take action. Become a real estate investor, everyone. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday's episode of Investing in Real Estate. Much love to you all. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you back here next time.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.